هون لگل اس بی اس راژیو بشی کردینا.
No doubt coronavirus has been the focus of 2020, impacting many people and industries worldwide. But the world keeps spinning and the population keeps moving, including travel and migration. A migration agent with Ost Migration and Settlement, Rosa Bali, is here with us today to discuss migration and settlement in the COVID world. Rosa, welcome to the Kurdish Language Program on SBS Radio.
Thank you, Barua.
You've studied and worked in a myriad of industries. How did you come to be a registered migration agent?
So I come from a Kurdish background. We migrated to New Zealand from Lebanon in 1996, and then from New Zealand we migrated to Australia in 2001. So while growing up in Australia, me and my family, we've adapted to the Australian lifestyle over the years. You know, coming as refugees first in New Zealand was, of course, difficult for my family. Once we came to Australia, we settled down and I completed my studies. So I've studied a Bachelor in Criminology and Justice. I completed my graduate certificate in Australian Migration Law and Practice, which led to my career as a migration agent. The reason why I was interested to pursue a migration industry was due to coming from a different background. It was quite difficult to adapt to a new lifestyle. So I wanted to pursue my career further to help those as well to settle down in Australia.
And how long have you been with Ost Migration and Settlement Services? And how has your experience been like working for them? Could you tell us a bit about your role?
So I'm currently working with Ost Migration and Settlement Services at the Caroline Springs branch office in Melbourne. I've been working with them for 2 years now. We're a team of 6 migration agents and our company has been serving clients for 20 years. Working at Ost Migration, it's been really great over the last 2 years. I work amongst a great supportive team and I've dealt with a variety of visa subclasses and applications. Also, we work in a cultural diverse environment, which really brings out that multiculturalism, especially by working in the migration industry.
Now, multiculturalism is, of course, very important in the industry that you're in. Many in the Kurdish community are migrants and former refugees. How has this been a consideration of yours in the work you do? You have mentioned that it was an inspiration of yours.
To be honest, we actually, because we mainly deal with, we don't do that many refugee cases at the moment, like currently now, as compared to before. Yeah, so I've had some experience with dealing with clients, for example, from Sri Lanka, especially those of Tamil descent. You know, they also come similar to Kurdish background. The Tamil people have also suffered. So I've dealt with a few cases with those people from Tamil background through refugee and humanitarian visas, which have led into them migrating to Australia and settling here.
And on the topic of migrating and settling to Australia, no doubt 2020 has been the year of the corona, which has impacted many industries, including tourism and migration. How has this impacted you and your work? Has it changed this year?
Yes, definitely. It's been challenging this year. There's been different and challenging due to the COVID pandemic. There's been many families stuck overseas and unable to return home, and significant delays in coming back home due to the travel restrictions and border closures. However, the government has been kind enough to implement and relax some rules, such as students who are stuck overseas, they can continue to complete their Australian studies from where they are. And there's also been some changes in some visa criteria. For example, with the subclass 485, which is a temporary graduate visa, with the COVID-19 concessions, it allows the applicants to apply for the visa and be granted the visa while offshore. There's also been an increase in family migration, such as partner visas. So yeah, although it is challenging, there's definitely some relaxations that have been implemented by the government.
And you're right that it is a challenging process. There's a lot of documentation and considerations that a hopeful applicant needs to have in place. Are there any new COVID considerations that hopeful visa and migrant applications should consider when going through their own applications?
Yes. So overall, with the skilled migration, although it has slightly decreased, currently there's a priority migration skilled occupation list. So those critical professions such as doctors, nurses and engineers are given priority for skilled migration at the moment.
In terms of those professions of health, doctors and engineers, is it strictly those working professionals or professionals that work in those industries as secondary professionals such as admin in health and finance in engineering industries, or is it strictly engineers and doctors and health professionals?
Yeah. So with the priority migration skilled occupation list, there is a specific ANSCO code for each occupation. It would be mainly those who fall under registered nurses or doctors. The nurses can be, you know, aged care nurses or working in hospitals. And then with engineers, it's mainly targeted at mechanical engineers or civil engineers as well.
Rosa, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you telling us about migration services in the COVID world.
Thank you so much, Parua, for having me. This has been a challenging year, but, you know, Australia is a great multicultural country to live in. And if anyone is seeking migration assistance, I would recommend them to contact a good migration agent in Australia. And, you know, I'm also happy to take any questions or queries if needed.
جرايرا لسر أبو بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي، يان لهر كويك بودكاست كانت بدز دهينيت.